Prosecutors, exec at Woke Apple offered iPad bribe for concealed carry permits. By Lucas Nolan on August 30, 2023. Thomas Moyer, Apple's head of global security, is back in the legal spotlight as California's 6th District Court of Appeal reinstates a bribery charge against him, alleging the executive offered a bribe of iPads to a sheriff's office in exchange for concealed carry permits for his staff. Apparently, the leftist tech giant embraces the Second Amendment in some cases. SFGate reports that in a twist to a years-long bribery scandal, Thomas Moyer, who serves as Apple's head of global security, is facing renewed legal scrutiny. Prosecutors allege that Moyer offered more than $50,000 worth of iPads to the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office as a quid pro quo for concealed carry weapon permits for Apple's executive security team. The charge, initially dismissed by a lower court in 2021, has been reinstated, putting Moyer back on the trial calendar. Moyer is right back where he should be, on the trial calendar and charged with bribery, said Santa Clara County District Attorney Jeff Rosen. This case is not an isolated incident but part of a broader investigation into the abuse of power in Santa Clara County. A special jury in 2022 found former Santa Clara County Sheriff Lori Smith guilty in a civil suit, determining she had abused her power to grant concealed carry permits in exchange for campaign donations. Other officials from the sheriff's office have also been charged with requesting bribes. The renewed focus on Moyer began when Apple's executive protection team grew concerned about more serious threats made against CEO Tim Cook. Despite filing for the permits in 2018, the paperwork seemed to stall. It wasn't until January 2019 that Smith signed the licenses, but even then, the applicants did not receive them. The case has hinged on the definition of the word bribe and whether Moyer had corrupt intent in offering the iPad donation. The appeals court wrote that the evidence was there. Apple's applications had been languishing for months, giving the grand jury ample ground to think that Moyer would feel the need to bribe the sheriff's office. "We strongly believe the Court of Appeal reached the wrong conclusion," one of Moyer's lawyers, Ed Swanson, said in a statement. "Tom Moyer did not commit a crime, and we will continue fighting this case until he is exonerated." Read more at SFGate here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan.